Mike Way, and Mike is a candidate for the Summit Township Supervisor position. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Steve. It's nice to be here. Nice to meet you. I hear you on the radio all the time. It's nice to meet you face-to-face.
Yeah, glad to have you in here this morning, too. And I guess I want to buckle right down to business with the so we were just talking a little bit off the air. A lot of contested races this year in the primary, and feels like a lot more than previously. But it seems like everybody seems to just not necessarily being negative against an opponent, or just a lot of people who want to get involved. And is that kind of, you know, what brings you out to run for this Summit Township Supervisor position?
It is. I mean, to your point, it is interesting throughout the whole county that I don't think I've ever seen this many contested races. But, you know, going to my race, I've been a trustee at Summit for 8 years. I'm just finishing up my second term. And, you know, Summit's just a great township. I say it's one of the top townships in Jackson County. And, you know, we've had a history of great supervisors, you know, beginning with our retiring supervisor, Jim Dunn, who's there now, for a couple more months, and before that we had Russ Youngdahl and Bob Ross, and you know, the list goes on and on. And you know, they've just made Summit such a great township, and you know, it's one of the things that I've, you know, fell in love with the township, and we stand out so well in Jackson County. I just want to continue that momentum and keep making us better and making people want to move to Summit Township and, you know, create their home space.
So what's your background in government or elsewhere, I guess?
Well, I mean, I just retired from the Jackson District Library after 15 years. As before that, I was at the YMCA for 30 years. So, yeah, I've been really active in the county, you know, public office-wise. I've just finishing up my second term at Summit Township. I was on the Jackson Public School Board for 10 years. I was with Dan Evans, and now we just left with Jeff Beal, and there's two great superintendents there. They're, you know, doing great things at Jackson Public Schools. But I was fortunate to serve there for 10 years. I've been with Jackson County Parks Board, and I've been there for, I think, about 17 years. I've been the board chair for 6 years, the last 6 years. I was at the Breakfast Rotary Club, which we met this morning at 7 o'clock out to Cascade, and you know, under the pavilion, and what a great group that is. And I was past president of the Rotary Club. Oh, boy, downtown DDA. I was there for 17 years, and I was 5 years as a board chair there. So I have a rich history of leadership and proven leadership, and you know, that's what I really think I can bring to Summit Township. I still have a lot of connections with the people in those organizations, and you know, as a supervisor, you know, right now we have so many partnerships with other townships in the city and the county, and you know, I think that's one of the main jobs of the supervisor is to be out in the community, forming those relationships, forming those partnerships. I mean, you know, let's take the fire department. We work very closely with the city fire department, with Spring Arbor Fire Department. Matter of fact, we share a fire chief with Spring Arbor Township, and you know, that was through the efforts of, you know, our township supervisor and Spring Arbor's township supervisor. And you know, there's just, you know, so many tax dollars to go around that you really have to be a good steward. You have to be constantly looking for partnerships to not only make yourself bigger and better, but stretching those tax dollars. So that's where I really see my strength, is with my connections throughout the other townships and in the community. I mean, one thing when I was at the library, you know, Jackson District Library, how soon we forget, 3 weeks later, you know, the library has branches in almost every township, and you know, one of my jobs was to deal with the officials of those townships. So I've gotten to know all the other township supervisors, the village presidents, and so I feel with that experience, and plus being a county commissioner for 3 terms, that I can really, you know, hit the ground running. And keep doing, follow the rich traditions of the Jim Dunns and Russ Youngdahls and that group.
Yeah, seems like Summit Township running pretty smoothly. The roads, by and large, great job on that. I think everybody's in agreement there. Police and fire, as you mentioned, some of those partnerships. Do you see anything as potential future hangups, or do you feel like this is kind of a, you can, I don't want to say put it on cruise control, but you'd like to maintain the direction that things are going?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the roads. I mean, we're Summit Township residents have to be so proud. I mean, we're in the third year of our road project. Summit Township residents really made a supreme sacrifice by voting in that millage. I mean, that was a lot of big money. It's going to be with us for 16 years. But, you know, look at our roads. I mean, compared to what they were, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. But the biggest challenge there, and this is one of my goals also, is, you know, we committed to that, and we made those roads what they are now. And when the county was counseling on us, you know, they laid out a 15-year preventative maintenance plan for the roads, and that's one thing, one of my main concerns is I want to make sure we stick with that preventive maintenance plan, because I don't want our roads to be back the way they were 5 years ago, you know, 10 years from now. So it's really important that we hold to that preventive maintenance plan and keep those roads the best they can be, because, I mean, what a treat it is to drive on the road. I mean, sometimes we take our roads for granted. But, you know, as a facilities person myself, that's what I did most of my career. I really believe in preventive maintenance. And, you know, when you have the investments that Summit Township has in their new roads, I mean, it's like your home. I mean, you got to take care of things. You got to keep doing that preventive maintenance, or, you know, they're going to look like they were 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's kind of in a lot of places in the county, you're seeing they made that kind of a commitment to improve their roads, and now I guess the long-term question is, will they stay as nice as they are right now after all the effort? And I think that's going to be key for a lot of people to think about going forward. And you still have comparison, I guess, to neighboring areas that haven't quite done as much for the roads, and it really makes you appreciate having an improved surface to drive on. Yeah. But it's easy to see how it can be quickly forgotten.
Absolutely. I mean, we just have to keep that steady in front of us to almost take a picture of the roads like they were 5 years ago, and remind ourselves that if mm-hmm. we don't do this, if we don't keep that preventive maintenance, you know, we're going to be right back where, I mean, we don't want to wreck a great investment. And like I said, the residents of the township really made the supreme sacrifice in voting themselves a millage to fix our roads. And
sure,
I think it's up to our board and our next supervisor to, you know, keep our feet to the fire and, you know, follow through on that preventive maintenance plan.
I say with the millage, you know, that's, you pay for the resurfacing and all the improvements. What part of the budget is dedicated currently to road maintenance in Summit Township?
Not a whole lot. For that, you know, we really depend on the county through JDOT. And again, you know, we got a great relationship. You know, there's that word relationship again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know Jim Dunn meets with the county, you know, probably at least twice, two, three times a week. And just, you know, keeping things back and forth, keeping each other abreast of what's going on either in the county or township, and, you know, how can we work together. And so really most of the funding is for our roads. It comes from JDOT and the state, I mean, and to an extent the, mm-hmm. the feds. I know I talked to one of the JDOT guys yesterday, and I was asking about McCain Road from Spring Arbor to Robinson Road, and, you know, that's in the budget next construction year, but that's being paid to all federal funds. So hopefully the federal funds will still be there, and mm-hmm. you know, we can, you know, cap off that side of the township with finishing up McCain Road.
I was going to say, I was just I think yesterday on my midday show, I was talking about McCain, the shape of McCain from Reynolds and on, and then somebody brought up that other stretch, so they'll be glad to know that that's on the schedule. So roads aside, what other what other items are you keeping an eye on most closely in the Summit Township?
Well, you know, one thing is I've really, the last 5 years, I've really gotten a great education in our fire department. I've been the board's liaison person for the fire department. I participated in the negotiations, and you know, during negotiations, the fire's union gave me a great education. It was a little rough at times, but I mean, what a great group of guys, and they're so professional. I mean, during those negotiations, you know, we could growl at each other and make faces at each other, but once we walk out that door, you know, we're a team. And, you know, they're fighting for their livelihoods, which they should. Yeah, but they're just so respectful when they did it. And the other thing was, I've been the board liaison on an ad hoc committee. We had to put together a 3 to 5 year outlook for our fire department, and we're really making progress on that. And we're really leaning towards a countywide fire department, which has been tried a couple times and failed. And with that, I think sort of the politicians got in the way. But we've had a couple discussions with the city of Jackson, and I think the city seems like they're on board and exploring a countywide fire. But, you know, there's so much duplicate efforts out there with firefighters and or with fire departments. And, you know, really we're all, even though we have our boundaries, we're all in this together. And, I mean, take the big ladder trucks. I think there's 5 or 6 big ladder trucks in the county and the different municipalities, but really you look at our Jackson County and how many really tall structures do we have? So why do we need 5 or 6 of those huge ladder trucks when, you know, most of the big buildings are just downtown?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're in the city a lot, you know, helping out with structure fires.
Sure.
The city comes back and helps out in Summit Township. And like I said earlier, we have a great relationship with Spring Arbor Township. But that's one of my real goals. I would love to see a countywide fire department. It may not happen in my lifetime, but, you know, hopefully I can be one of the catalysts with Chief McElDowney and, you know, Jonathan Green and Chief Warden in the city. Yeah, I think everyone's on board. I think the outlying townships are going to be a little slow to come. You know, they may want to just watch it for a while and see how it goes. But I just think it's a win-win situation for all our residents, and, you know, I think it can improve contact time, delivery time. It's obviously, you know, a lot of the smaller townships rely on volunteer firefighters.
Right.
Can we make it easier and safer for their residents with a countywide system? But it's something that's not going to happen overnight, but I think it needs to happen. And, you know, that's one of the things I really want to push.
All right. And, well, we're at that point. Any final items that our listeners should know, especially those that will be voting in Summit Township?
Yeah, I just, you know, I ask everybody for their support. I think they got 2 quality candidates running for supervisor's position. I think where I may lay a little bit in the lead is my proven leadership with all the organizations I've been a part of, and, you know, my relationships with the community leaders, which is a huge thing as a supervisor. It's, you're creating relationships and that. So,
all right, Mike Way, candidate for Summit Township supervisor. Good luck in August.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you for everything your station does for our community.